JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Geez, Apple keeps on keeping on.
Yeah, it does. We're sort of working our way through this US earnings season at the moment. This is the earnings for the fourth quarter of 2019. So while the coronavirus is hitting all the headlines, you know, business is still keeping going in the background. And the context of this is we're not expecting it at S&P 500 level, so at a high level, we're not expecting any earnings growth out of these at that level, but we are expecting earnings growth through 2020 for the S&P 500. Now, always lots of attention on these mega cap companies, so that's the really big ones. Apple, the highlight in the last 24 hours, that result came out after we spoke yesterday. There's been plenty of other companies. They've got General Electric, Boeing, AT&T, McDonald's. They've all come out in the last 24 hours. Just focusing on Apple, Mike, if you were worried about peak iPhone, you can relax. Record second best quarter ever for iPhone sales, $56 billion in sales revenue. That was well ahead of expectations. So Apple had revenue of over $90 billion in the fourth quarter. That's the first time ever, $91.8 billion actually, to be exact, 9% rise there. Share price picked up in after-hours trading. That's held on to those gains. $326 at the moment, or around there, so that's all-time highs. Everyone sort of talks about China with Apple, because that's the big potential market. But they saw really good growth in the Americas and Europe. Those areas make up two-thirds of Apple's revenue, and there was 13% growth in those regions. They only had 3% growth in China. Mike, the iPhone 11, big hit. I'm so last decade, I'm still battling along with an iPhone 8, but the iPhone 11, everyone said, oh, that's just going to be supplementary, but it's actually turned out to be a hit. Services still adding good value to a result. That's things like the wearables, the Apple Watch going very well, $250 AirPods Pro, noise cancelling. They can't keep up with demand for those AirPods. They've got credit cards, they've got subscription videos. They're not sure about the impact of coronavirus is going to be on sales, particularly in China. So their guidance for the next quarter is quite wide, and that's just acknowledging the uncertainty by coronavirus. But strong recovery for Apple after they got the wobbles last year. They got 5G phones coming and a low-price iPhone coming. iPhones are going to be around for a while yet, mate.
So now locally, a bit of action as well.
Yeah, big day yesterday. You had that infrastructure announcement. All those details are out there. You're covering that off. It's good news. It's good news for the economy, Mike. Let's just get on and get it done. But lots of action on the NZX. Firstly, Oceania Healthcare, one of the largest care home operators in New Zealand, also a big footprint in the retirement village sector. They were privately owned by Union of Macquarie Bank until they IPO'd. The shares were listed in 2017. That unit of Macquarie retained 41%. They sold that down into the market yesterday at $1.20 a share. Share price has been pretty strong recently. The sentiment in the residential property market helping that. Augusta Capital, they were listed on the NZX, managed around $2 billion in property assets. News came through yesterday of there's the subject of a friendly takeover by Centuria Limited. They're listed on the NZ on the ASX. $2 a share, 20% above last closing price. So that's another company coming off the NZX, which is sort of not great news, but I would counter that by saying the other listed property companies have put a lot of equity into the market in the last couple of years. So bad news that it's going off, but that sector's quite deep, so we're not. And it's 180 million, so it's not the biggest company on the NZX, but good news for the owners of that business.
Indeed. What are the numbers?
Dow Jones is up at this stage, 28,842. It's up 120 points, 0.4%. We've got the Fed announcement coming up at 8 o'clock this morning as well, Mike. S&P 500, 3287, up 10 points. And the NASDAQ, 9307, up 37 points. The FTSE 100 gained 3 yesterday, 7483. And the Nikkei, the Japanese market, gained 164 points, closing at 23,379. Shanghai Composite still closed, so still 2976 is the rate there. They're reopening on the 3rd of February next week. ASX 200, 7031, up 37 yesterday over there, 0.53%. We lost 8 points on the NZX 50, closing at 11,676. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar on the wholesale markets will get you 0.6522 US, 0.9672 Aussie, 0.5926 euro, 0.5013 pounds, 71.19 yen. Gold just up small, $1,571. And Brent crude stable, $59.82.
Great work, mate. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.